The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's all local now.
Hello.
John Potter with Jay Piggs on the air live from 9 o'clock until noon. Oh, it is 9. It's 9:06 until noon today. Hey,
yes.
Jay.
Hey, just like each and every Saturday right here, you can always stream us live at 991fmtalk.com. Just get over there and click the Listen Live tab. Or let's just say hypothetically you weren't able to catch the whole show. Afterwards, about an hour after, we have the whole episode uploaded onto podcast, so you can hear all of our fun and whatnot this morning. So, John, what do we got going on?
Lisa Fleck is going to be talking mortgages, our first guest. Then it's Rick Canale talking real estate. We have Carson City Barbecue, Northern Nevada Math Club. Oh, gosh. Do we have questions for the audience with that guest?
Uh-huh. Well, hopefully not math questions, because I won't be able to answer any.
Acupuncturist Rachel Aber is coming on. Jimmy Fela is in town. We're going to be talking with him because he's making an appearance in Minden, I believe, today.
I heard a sound drop earlier. He might already be in studio. He's going to be, yeah.
Also, MMA, again. Well, Jay's a big fan.
Well, you know, they're going to hook it. Here's one of the things. So if you haven't checked out the show, they're going to be giving away tickets. We're going to have four sets of tickets, some
awesome
VIP tickets to give away this morning later on. From
beautiful. And the Reno News and Review is back in print. Jimmy Bogle is the executive editor, and he's going to be joining us on the show, too. So we're going to have fun today.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a good time.
All right, news and comment. What's going on in town? Here we go. Folks, we had a brawl in downtown Reno last night, leaving two people critically injured. Reno police were called out about 8:40 p.m. on a report of a fight between two groups of people on Arlington Avenue at First Street by Wingfield Park. At least one person from each group just pulled out knives. Four people stabbed. Two were sent to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Wingfield Park was closed all night for the investigation.
Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me. Have you ever driven through Wingfield Park?
Yeah. Well, I was surprised it happened so early. 8:40? Who fights and brawls at 8:40?
In the morning?
No, 8:40 p.m.
Oh, well, yeah.
And see, that stuff usually starts after midnight. Now it's
right. That old saying, nothing good happens after midnight.
Well, now it's nothing good happens downtown after 8.
Which
I don't want to make light of it, but
a lot of truth to it.
The date has been set for the long-awaited debate between Governor Sisolak and his Republican challenger, Joe Lombardo. It is October 2nd. It'll be held in Las Vegas. No time announced for the debate, which will be streamed live.
Did you say challenger?
What would you call him?
I would call him the guy who donated to his campaign. And I don't...
Oh, Joe Lombardo?
Yeah, Joe Lombardo donated to Sisolak. If you don't remember... I'm sorry, I'll bring this up till the end of the world for me, like the October 1 shootings. You don't remember the press conference? You should all remember that press conference right after those shootings the following weeks. It was Joe Lombardo sitting there shivering, looking scared as can be.
But it's
with Aaron Rouse from the FBI, who should probably moderate the debate, Sisolak.
Besides the minor candidates, that's your choice. It's either him or Sisolak.
Why do we have like 200 kinds of cereals to choose from in the grocery store, but only two of those guys?
Didn't you listen to the Rolling Stones? You can't always get what you want.
Yeah, I guess so. But really, that's the two best people we could come up with in all of Nevada.
Well, it's hosted by the Nevada Independent, a nonprofit news site. Some of the debate's questions will be chosen from their readers, the moderator, political journalist John Ralston. So that's October 2nd. Nevada Supreme Court Justice Abby Silver, have you got a problem with her, Jay?
I don't even know her.
All right. Has resigned. She's been a justice for like 30-some years. Abby Silver has resigned from her Supreme Court term, which ends in 2025, but she's quitting early. She sent a letter to the governor yesterday citing, quote, unforeseen circumstances, and her desire to spend more time with family. Sisolak said yesterday that Justice Silver has been a, quote, strong advocate for victims of crime for more than 33 years. So we're losing one of the good ones there. Her last day at the Nevada Supreme Court is September 29th. Three finalists have been chosen out of the 36 who signed up to fill the vacant Ward 5 seat on the Reno City Council. They are Catherine Taylor, chairperson with the Reno Planning Commission, Elliot Mellon, who has a master's degree in public administration and policy, and Alex Goff, chairman of the Reno Human Rights Commission. Those three, out of the 36, those three got four votes from the five voting members. So they were council favorites.
Oh, wow.
You think they got together?
No way.
The city council will choose one of the three as Neoma Jardin's replacement September 7th. Counties in Nevada don't have to use voting machines if they don't want to. Starting with the next election, Nevada Secretary of State yesterday approved regulations for the use of hand counting for vote tabulations amid claims that voting machines are untrustworthy and prone to hacking. Now, Esmeralda County already counted primary votes by hand. Nye County already plans to hand count this election, along with using mail-in ballot machines. The state's hand counting rules end next November, though there's hope to make them permanent.
Well, I can't blame them. I mean, I've always thought that myself, too. You know, you talk about election integrity, but then there's hackers. Like, how do we really truly know? I mean, Joe Biden, though, I mean, God bless his soul. I mean, the guy got more votes than any other president in the history of, elections, even though I can't find anybody that says they voted for the guy. Well, I mean, there's a couple.
Sure.
There's a couple.
Have you noticed some well-worn vans, campers, and RVs ambling into town? Well, burners have come in for a stay in Reno before Burning Man opens up after a two-year absence. Right now, traffic is stopped with a huge line at the Black Rock Desert to get in. Festival organizers advise people to wait until Sunday, the first day of the festival, to come in because of high winds causing dust whiteouts. There are some people at the site setting up inside. And speaking of those winds, there's a fire weather watch today for Washoe, Douglas, Churchill, Lyon, Mineral, Pershing, and Story counties and Carson City. It's from 1 today to 10 at night, with the National Weather Service predicting gusty winds and low humidity.
John, would you go to Burning Man?
No, it doesn't interest me in the slightest. It's not just the dust and the barrenness of it all, but it's, dare I say, and I'll probably get complaints for this, I don't want to be in a crowd of obnoxious people.
Right. Well,
they just seem, you know, they're not our kind.
That's their
or my kind.
Week of release. Yeah. There is something, you know, just, I don't know. I here's the thing.
Where are you from? California. Where are you from? California.
You know what I hear when I talk to people from Burning Man? Where are you from? Like, oh, London or Austria or, you know, it's really weird. It's like.
But I don't even want to talk to somebody from London. I'm sorry.
Well, you're talking to people in Reno, luckily. But let me just say this. My thing is the dirtiness of it all. I don't think I could handle it. I'm just a really clean guy.
That's another.
So,
yes, so, me too.
So here's my thing. If you want to give me a ticket. I know they're super expensive and it would make no sense to do so. But if you want to give me a one-day ticket for the burn on Saturday, I'll go out there Saturday morning. I'll hang out. I'll observe all the people because I'm a people watcher. I love doing that. I'll go to the 2nd Street Walmart and sit at the McDonald's and watch people just because it's like the people of Walmart live.
Just the drive is hell.
Well,
you know,
yeah, just all that, but
nothing
but,
to look at the whole way. No,
I don't know. It
pass.
Just doesn't. I'll do the one night to watch it, but I could not do the week out there and just get all of the playa. And then your car gets messed up, man. Like you can never literally get rid of that playa dust on a car.
I would have gone if I were single. Because of the ladies. But
John wants to go to the parade.
There's a lot of sightseeing in that respect. All right, finally, high school football. Huge day for Hug High on their new field. Get this, they beat Dayton 63-0. Hug's best start in years, and wasn't it last weekend they won something to zero?
I saw
so
there was a kid that won a fight in the hall that got posted
there was
online.
That, yeah, there was that big score, too. Yeah, Galena had a big win over Wooster, 50-13. It was Spanish Springs over Reno High, 24-19. Reed topped Fallon, 34-28. Sparks beat Incline, 21-6. McQueen lost to Rockland, 27-7. Jesuit over Bishop Minogue, 30-23. Damani Ranch lost to Lodi, 48-27. And Carson High was 14-0 over Calaveras.
Well, there we go. All right. I think we've got Lisa Bernard coming in next, right?
Folks, are you curious about reverse mortgages? We were just talking to Lobby about these, and it's stunning.
Yeah.
What she had to say about it. Anyway, that's next.
All right. So stick around, folks. We've got Lisa coming in next here. She's going to talk those reverse mortgages and lots more on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith & Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk and 99.1fmtalk.com.
It's live and local with John and Jay right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. Our number, 775-884-9910.
Lisa Fleck is a mortgage pro with Neo Home Loans. Her ears perk up when she hears the word mortgage. Like you're in Starbucks or something and you hear, how is it a mortgage?
I do. I try to listen to see what they're saying.
We call you the mortgage whisperer.
Okay.
The mortgage Yoda.
Give us some pumpkin
spice.
There is
no try,
Lisa.
Only do. All right. This is fascinating because, you know, you hear, let's start with the reverse mortgages because, you know, you got to be careful with that and it's not a good idea. And I don't understand. It seems like the best deal around. You get cash with your house that you paid into.
Right.
And why not? You can't take the house to heaven with you after you're gone. You got money to spend in your golden years, which I'm in. So I don't understand all the, oh yeah, sure, there are fees and everything, but still.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's only for people 62 and up, right?
62 years and older.
The one perk of being an old person, says me. How many clients ask you to do something about the appraisal?
Well,
I hear that a lot.
Yeah, unfortunately, since the crash in 2007, the entire appraisal system is now done by a third party, so I can't do anything. It's a blind ordering process.
But they want you to.
Well, they'd love to have me fix a lot of things, but, you know, sometimes my hands are tied.
All right, so back to reverse mortgages. Tell me what you told me at the lobby there.
Well, I think that, first of all, the thing I want to say is that I think it's a tool. I think that's an important thing that a lot of people need to understand is it's a powerful tool if it's right for you. But there's so much fear around
that's
misconceptions.
That's what I don't get. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when they started in 2000, when I started in the business, I kind of dabbled in it and wanted to learn a little bit more. And at that point in time, they were all done by proprietary banks, and there was only three companies doing them. And one of the things that would happen is that in that early period of time, the lenders would actually keep the equity of the house when the person passed. So that's the biggest fear that I get. That's usually the first question when I sit down and talk to someone. Mm-hmm. And so to clear up that misconception, basically you still own your house just like you do with a forward mortgage. You have a deed of trust recorded against your house.
And they can't throw you out.
They can't throw you out. They can't throw you out. Right.
Well, I know people who have them and they spend the money on cruises and things like that. Mm-hmm. Because, hey, there's a limit to our lives, you know.
Right.
We got a lifespan. Jay? Right.
Yeah. Well, I got to ask you this, because with these reverse mortgages, this is the first thing that pops in my 39-year-old mind. It's like, okay, say I own a house. I'm 80 years old,
right,
or something like that.
Right.
I find out I've got terminal cancer or something,
right,
you know. I'm going to go out in blaze of glory and just spend money. And I
right
don't have kids to leave the money to or something like that, or the house. I think this reverse mortgage, man, this is the way to go. You're like the first person I'm calling.
Yeah. No, it's a great tool. Again, it's a tool. Like, again, in that same scenario, Jay, like, what if you want to be able to stay in your house and not have to go to the hospital? You need to have help and care,
right,
in your home while you're basically aging in place. So it's a powerful tool to be able to use what you've spent your life putting money into. And I'm also finding recently with the crazy fluctuation in the markets and things like that, people that really did a great job planning, working with their financial planners, they're all set. And all of a sudden, there's all this instability in their portfolios. And they're like, I'm sitting on $700,000 worth of equity in my house. And I'm trying to figure out, like, do I sell at the bottom of the market?
Right. You're eating banquet dinners and you
exactly
have that much money sitting
right
around.
Right.
You do general mortgages across the
yeah
board. So what happened with the interest rate? Lately, yesterday, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I know the market nosedived.
Yesterday, I saw we got a little bit better in mortgage bonds. So the interest rates pricing got a little bit better yesterday. I track a system I use that tracks Japanese candlesticks for me to kind of see what the market's doing.
Yeah.
So we saw a little bit of a pricing improvement yesterday. It's what happened, I think, what I think happened is that the Fed came out and spoke and said that they were going to continue to be aggressive in regards to controlling inflation.
Right.
And inflation is the
Where have they been, by the way, for a year?
Well,
no, I'm serious. What the Fed chairman? It's about time he did something about inflation.
Yeah.
It's just Janet Yellen at the beginning saying it was just a blip. It's such incompetence.
Yeah.
These politicians never owned a business. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. So so when the Fed comes out and says that they're going to be attacking inflation by raising the Fed funds rate, inflation is an arch enemy of a bond because a bond is a fixed asset with a fixed return.
Oh, you lost Jay now.
Well, to be honest with you, it's all like French to me anyways.
There you go. There you go.
Rick Canale's been my only exposure to real estate.
Basically, the bond market liked the comments by the Fed because they felt that someone was going to be in charge of controlling inflation, and the bond market improved as a result.
Okay.
That's simple. There you go.
What did we miss? How low did the mortgage rates go before it moved up? It was ridiculous, wasn't
Interest
it?
Interest rates were below 3%.
Yeah, I was going to say like 2.9, right?
Yeah.
What would have happened if they went below zero?
Well, that actually, at that point in time, when they were at 2.5, people were wondering what would happen if they go below zero. That
so
was really an interesting
How would they
question.
Do that?
Yeah, I've never heard an answer, and it didn't do it. So
sounds like a cold deal.
Well, I've been in the business for 23 years, and about 2 months ago, I realized that this is the first time interest rates have been in the 6% range since I started in the business. So we're talking about an entire generation of home buyers who have never seen interest rates like this.
You like doing mortgages.
I love it.
And you, for after how many decades?
Two decades.
Don't make it sound like it's that long.
Well, it does feel that long. It's the longest job I've ever held in my entire life.
Do you still break out the champagne when the subject line of an email says clear to close?
Absolutely. Yes. And in some cases, even more so, because it's been a tough one, but we've gotten the client to the finish line, which is
it's
the best
better
part.
Than a new pair of shoes, isn't it?
Absolutely.
My goodness.
That's got to be probably one of the best feelings, is just getting that mortgage all settled up and having that family that's wanted that home for so long. And just finally, they have that sigh of relief, almost like, okay, it's all done. Yeah. Here we go.
Well, I have a friend who wanted me to ask you.
Yeah.
How can a person get their credit score up? Because that's the brick wall.
Let me get my pen and paper. Hold on. Now. Well, I grew up in the hood.
See, Jay's looking for a house that no one will be able to figure out how he could afford. But anyway, how can you lift your credit score? Any tricks to that? Or
you know, I think that it's just working with someone who has the knowledge. I tend to not refer my clients to credit repair companies. I want to sit down with them, and I want to go through what they've got. I want to help them understand some of the basics that I've had 23 years of learning what actually works. I want to sit down and help them create a budget so that then they can actually be not only just buy the house when we get the credit fixed, but also be a successful homeowner. So that's important, because there's a reason the credit scores are low. So there's some kind of, I don't know, emotional support. I don't know if you'd call it emotional support, but it's really about understanding kind of what drives people and how they interact with their money, and helping them kind of figure out where their priorities lie and what their dreams really are.
What is Neo Home Loans? That's the firm you're with, right?
That's correct. So Neo Home Loans is, Neo is a Greek word for new. And our mission as a company is to change the expectations that clients have of their mortgage advisor, meaning that we feel that there is so much more than simply just the interest rate. That our role as a financial advisor, as part of all of your other parts of your finance, your portfolio, is to make sure that you are protected once you are a homeowner, to make sure that we have things set up for your retirement, to make sure that we're helping you schedule or set up, you know, college funding plans for your kids. And we do that through our annual financial review program. And so we stay in contact with our clients. We want to always make sure that they're in the perfect mortgage for where they are at the moment they are in their lives, because life changes.
Right.
And it's our job. We see it our responsibility. If we're going to help you create the largest debt that you ever have, it's our responsibility to help you get out of debt. And there's ways to be able to do that through investing and things like that.
Sounds like a very personal approach.
Yes, very much relationship
mortgages.
Well, you're thinking about, I love how you just did something you brought up, was that you're not always going to be in the same position. And, you know, and that does kind of scare me, because it's like, let's say hypothetically right now, if you said, I'm going to give you a mansion in Beverly Hills, like, I'm just going to give it to you.
Right.
Free of charge. Okay, cool. I can't on my salary afford the property taxes.
Especially in California.
Right. So I'm just saying, like, you could give me all this stuff. It's like if you go win a car and the price is right, right? It's like you win the free car, but you have to pay the taxes.
Right.
And if you can't pay the taxes on the spot, guess what? You get the money for the car. So I'm just saying you're not always going to be in the same spot. So that's
right.
Something that's, you know, I've said it many times on the show before. I rent because I'm you know, I don't know what's going to happen in 2 years, let
right.
alone, you know, like working in radio, things go by the book. Am I wrong, John?
Yeah.
Could have a couple bad books. Next thing you know, you're out there hanging out in the picket line. You know, so it's like that's just how it goes. It's very scary.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to be happening in like even buying a car 5 years on a 5 year car payment, let alone 30 years on a house.
Right. Right.
So
time of change.
It's scary.
Yeah. And I notice more for sale signs. I mean, my neighborhood, Mount Rose
yeah.
Street, there's three houses for sale suddenly just like that.
Yeah.
With signs in two blocks.
Yeah.
Of Mount Rose Street.
Yeah.
Never saw that.
Great time
for
buyers.
A long time. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're educated as a buyer and you still need to buy a home, because your need to buy a home
mm-hmm.
has nothing to do with interest rate. You need a home. Right.
Yeah.
If that's where you're at in your life and it's time to buy a home,
right.
that has nothing. I mean, honestly, you know, John and I remember interest rates at 18%. So, you know, it's not like the people weren't buying
still
homes.
Still a deal.
Right. Yeah, you need to work with someone that's going to be able to help you figure out how you can work with the seller to have them buy down your interest rate for you
mm-hmm.
so that then the payment is affordable. And now you have a nice interest rate, about 5%. And again, you know, you're basically marrying the house and you can divorce the rate when the market turns.
You do divorce,
boy. Just if actual relationships were this,
yeah. right? See, that's where that Animal Financial Review piece comes in. That's so important because, again, people that we're helping buy homes now, we want to make sure we're staying in touch with them, so that then when the market does shift and change, because it's everything cycles, right? Eventually, there will be a shift and a change.
Right.
That we're there to help our clients in advising them in appropriate manner to help them manage that debt.
So where can people, Lisa, go and find you online or find out information about your business, Neo Loans?
Yeah. So my website is really easy. It's lisafleckteam.com.
Okay.
And then our office number is 688-9100. And we have an office over on Mill Street.
Okay. On Mill Street. Yeah. All right.
560 Mill Street.
Lisa,
yeah.
thanks for seeking us out. And
yeah.
Being, Lisa wrote me and said, love
That's
your
awesome.
Show.
Yeah.
She said, what happened to you?
What happened to John?
That's what she wrote. Yeah.
yeah.
Milk
Lisa,
was a bad idea.
It's a pleasure to finally meet you.
Thank you so much. And you guys want to learn more about reverse mortgages? Let me know.
Absolutely. Thank
okay.
you so much. That's Lisa Fleck with Neo Home Loans. We've got more real estate talk coming up with our real estate expert from RE/MAX Gold. It's Rick Canale next right here on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
Got an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Amazon asked for proof that I did not get my package, so I sent them a picture of my empty hand. What else can I do?
Have you not had enough issues with Amazon?
Show the blank
on the air.
Show nothing on the door. What proof? I'm John Potter with Jay Biggs, live and local every Saturday 9 to noon at KKFT 99.1 and 92.3. Jay.
Hello, everyone. It is time now for our local real estate segment that we do each and every week with Rick Canale from RE/MAX Gold. Good morning and welcome in, Rick.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day here in northern Nevada.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Finally, it's not raining. It's not cloudy. We have no smoke in the air.
Wait a minute. I'm going to spoil it and tell you there's a fire weather watch. It's super high winds. And that's why the people aren't going into the Black Rock Desert right now. They're being held off, and they're being asked to come in on Sunday, the first day of the festival, because it's going to be whiteout, dust and sand at Black Rock Desert tonight. So this
What's
fire...
real estate like there at the Black Rock Desert?
Are you a burner?
I am not a burner. I am not a burner.
He does not appear. Rick Canale appears to be probably the farthest thing from a burner.
Oh, well, you know, I get involved, but no.
Right.
Let's get that dust and dirt.
Well, if he did go, he'd have his hair perfectly combed.
We're not going to go back to his time in the 70s. Let's talk about things now. What's going on, Rick, with real estate?
Well, you know, it's a very interesting market. In fact, in the news here recently on Inman News, Gary Keller, part of Keller Williams, right, he mentioned that we are in a market shift, believe it or not. and it's something that we all know about, but he's confirming it just so everybody knows, and that he has seen this, which has been much different than some of the past cycles that we have experienced in the past. And he says it's kind of confusing out there for some people, and but let's take away some of that confusion today.
All right.
And let's
sounds
talk
good.
About the big elephant in the room.
I like that.
And one of the things that I want to talk about has to do with buyers, I mean sellers. How are you going to understand this market and get your home sold? So let's talk about some of those things that a seller has to do in order to get a home sold. But before we do that, let's talk about the very important facts that are out there, what I call that elephant in the room, okay? And Gary Keller kind of mentioned the fact that he has noticed this shift. So here's fact number one. The real estate frenzy is over. Okay? That means that things are not going to be selling as high as they were, and we're not going to see all those big bidding wars coming in. All right? The housing market has just slid into a housing correction from a housing boom. All right? So what's that mean? Housing correction means that housing prices will fall and year-over-year growth will not be as rapid. Some are predicting it from to be anywhere from 0 to 5%.
Zero?
Zero. I don't believe that's going to happen.
Yeah,
because
I was
going to say. Yeah, but that's what some of the experts are saying, so we know what experts have to say. But here's the deal. Buyers are pulling back, and builders are starting to slow, not stop, on their permits. And because they're confident, they're not confident that buyers are still there. And mortgage applications are declining. These are facts that we're seeing right now, and we have to acknowledge those, especially if we are going to be dealing with the real estate market today. The shares of homes have slashed the prices over the last year. Recently, have been about 15% in June. And compared to last year, it was about 7.6%. So we're seeing a decrease in the prices.
Okay.
Now, we're not seeing a depreciation of value. We're just seeing a decrease in prices. There's a big difference there, okay? So we know that rule, basically that market rule number one here, that when there is more supply than demand and we are seeing an increase in inventory, the prices are going to come down to that supply. And we know that 4 million homes need to be built in order to deal with the shortage that we're seeing here in the United States. And although it's still low, the inventory has risen about 29% over last year. So wow. These are some pretty important facts to know about. And it helps us understand.
So wait, you're saying there's a shortage of houses?
There's still a shortage. Builders are still going to have to be building a lot more in order to deal with the amount of people that are still looking for homes. There's still a high demand for homes, but people don't have enough homes. So the inventory is still low, although it has increased recently.
Right.
Okay.
You know, I'll tell you, Rick, in my 30-plus years in Nevada, I've met probably thousands of Californians who moved here, and I hear three things over and over and over again. Number one, we were offered cash well above our asking price for our house in California. Number two, we don't miss California. And number three, we can afford to live a quality life and have a shot at retirement here. And many times I've heard lately, we're thinking about buying another home here just to rent out. I mean, I really don't mind it. Just don't vote the same manner that you did in California. But that stream of customers will always be there, and that's why the inventory will take a long time to get back to the demand.
Well, you know, what you just talked about is so very, very important, because this is a beautiful place to live, okay? And people are looking for that quality of life here, okay? And so when people are understanding the facts that I just presented, okay, and they need to sell their home, and they're motivated to sell their home, two very important issues are there: your price and your motivation. And if you don't have those tied together, you're not going to be as successful as you want to be, okay? So what I want to talk about, in order to create, to get the top dollar for your home, to create that environment where a buyer wants to come and get your home, you have to price it properly, okay? And so how do you do that? You've got to know what the comps are, although right now we're still seeing that shift, and it's hard to understand what the comps are. So what do we have to do? We have to understand who our competition is. That's the other homes that are on the market. We have to be in a position where we create better value. Okay, so if you want to sell your home for top dollar, create better value. Be that shiny penny out there, right? Be that home that everybody wants. And so
this goes along with what we've been talking about the last few weeks about dressing up your house a little bit more now instead of just saying, hey, here's something that's a structure. You want to buy it or not?
Exactly right. Exactly right. And your last guest talked about something here and mentioned a point here that when and this has to do with creating value. If you're a seller, you have to understand that the buyers are in that position where they need help.
Yeah.
Okay, so right. She talked about offering incentives, right? One of the incentives that she mentioned was that to offer help in bringing down the cost to that buyer.
Right.
And so that is one of the key things. There's a lot more here, and I don't have enough time to get into those based on the time we have today. But if you need to understand how to create value in your home, come talk to me, and I'll be happy to give you all the facts that you can understand that.
There's also rickhasbuyers.com and rickhasellers.com.
That's right. That's right. And so the other thing I want to offer here today is that if you want to know the value of your home, okay, for free, no obligation, come to me. I'll be able to help you understand the value of your home so that you can make an informed decision if you're thinking about selling, okay?
Right.
And in next week, we're going to talk about buyers, okay, and is it important to buy now or should I wait?
Right.
And so if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call at 775-790-0574 or visit me at Rick Has Buyers or RickHasSellers.com.
Nice.
And feel free to call this station and ask questions while we're talking about this, because we'll be happy to answer your questions.
Absolutely. And you had a Rick pick as well, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
go ahead and lay that on us here before we get out of here.
Here we go. And again, this is in Gardnerville.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
That's a very nice town.
Well, yes. According to the Tarkanians, we have a lot of listeners down in the Gardnerville.
I love Gardnerville.
I do.
Give it to us, Rick.
Yeah.
Well, there's a beautiful place down there. It's called Arbor Gardens. The address, again, is 1424 Sugar Maple Avenue there in Gardnerville. This neighborhood is so beautiful. I mean, it's like you go to this home, it has a big green lush park in front of it. You see the kids out there playing in the park. The yards are very clean and well kept, and it's just a beautiful community.
I would expect that with a house with the address Sugar Maple.
Sugar
Maple. It does. It just sounds
like Primrose Lane.
And this home, again, single story, 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 2-car garage, 2082 square feet for the asking price now of $520 with a $10,000 incentive.
Whoa.
To the buyer.
Rick, am I wrong?
That's value.
Didn't when you first introduced this house, weren't we up at like $550?
We were up there. Okay.
Wow.
Now we understand the importance of pricing.
Yes. Right there. You're hearing it. That's a deal. Especially if you all live down in Gardnerville. Beautiful community. Well, Rick, thank you so much for coming in, just like you do each and every Saturday morning, right here with us.
Pleasure, and look forward to being here next week.
Okay, absolutely. Well, stick around next, folks. We have got more right here on Live and Local with John and Jay. We have got Blake from our sales department here in Evans Broadcast. This is going to be actually very interesting. And then we got some barbecue coming up. I can already smell some ribs from Carson City Barbecue. They're out there in the lobby.
I think
they're
in the rib cook-off.
They are, absolutely. Oh, yeah. So, we're going to talk about it, man. It's lots of good stuff going on.
Less talk, more eating, Jake.
We're not just burning brains. We're burning ribs here, ladies and gentlemen, this week. It's coming up next right here on Live and Local with John and Jay on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
99.1. 99.1. 92.3 is FM Talk.
Sorry to interrupt you out there.
Okay, well, you know what? This is the deal. We've got ribs stinking up the joint, and that's okay.
Oh, that's
because
not nice.
No,
they're out there listening.
No, 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 no. It is not stinky.
That's bad terminology, young man.
It is actually, no, what I mean by that is it is carrying me out towards them. I have no choice.
Listen to him backpedal here.
Are you kidding me, dude? I am from Kansas City. Barbecue is always welcome. You can barbecue literally anything in my presence,
right,
and I am okay with it. It's like the South and deep frying things.
Live and local, John Potter with Jay Biggs. Our next guest we see in the hallways around here. Finally find out what he does. Hi, Blake.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
All right, buddy.
Fellas.
Hey, so Blake is in our sales department here at Evans Broadcast.
Former military.
Military policeman.
God bless you.
5 years. I did end up getting injured, but the VA does take care of that with take care of some things for me.
And you were just telling me you were a former technician doing air conditioning, heating, plumbing. Man, why would you leave that? That's big money. Do you know what the plumbers, man, are
there's
making?
A lot, but
controversial nuts. Co-workers.
Yeah, hot take on that one. I can get with you after the show on that one.
Yeah. Well, let's just say he really enjoys working with us straight-laced people here.
Well, I wish he were still a plumber, because my last kitchen episode, I didn't know whether to call a plumber or a priest.
Well, now you just need to call Blake next time, because Blake can take care of you.
Blake the snake.
How
there
many,
we go.
And how many people have told me, oh, you can do it yourself. You just need to get this. I bet a lot of your time was spent correcting what people try to do themselves.
That and, oh, I watched a YouTube video, so obviously that gives me enough knowledge to do so.
All right, one more question. Best air conditioning brand?
Oh, you got to go with Carrier.
I'm glad you're here to say that.
Yes.
Because I had no idea. Carrier. I'm getting some useful information
from the
from
South,
Blake.
And we have air conditioning in every space of the home pretty much, so... You see a lot of Carriers. Nashville, Tennessee, born and raised.
I knew it was Tennessee. I just wasn't sure what town.
Oh. How did you make your way here?
2017, had a little family instance happen, and I needed to relocate out here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about the basics here of what we wanted to talk about this morning, and it's our sales program here at Evans Broadcast. Now, a lot of folks may or may not know that we have the pleasure of being locally owned here at Evans Broadcast. And me and Blake, we talk quite a bit. There's a lot of correspondence between us because with me being on air, him being in sales, so a lot of client talk and whatnot. And we were literally texting last night, probably like 10 o'clock at night, talking about how lucky it was that we work for a small broadcast company where the owners are local and you don't have to worry about working for some media giant conglomerate that's going to come down on you for being yourself. You know, I feel very blessed for this. I think you do too.
Who else would hire us? Come on.
Right. Right. A couple of schmucks like us.
Right.
So Blake, tell us some of the advantages. Like, I did sales in radio for a while, so I kind of understand a little bit of this. But let's talk to the folks out there that are listening that might not know. We are one of the only companies in town that run client testimonials. And whether you know it or not, they're unpaid completely, and they're at the client's will. And they get results from us, and that's why they do them, right? So tell us a little bit about that program.
Yes, and they are also unscripted. We can get some bullet points together to help with the recording process, but we want original ideas. We don't want anyone coming on that's going to lie to, you know, upcoming clients as well. We want them to be truthful, to be honest with the type of progress that they've seen with Evans. And touching back onto the locally owned and operated aspect, Henry and myself, you know, as you mentioned, are veterans. We take that mindset of you have to do the job right, you have to take care of the mission, you have to do it. We take that into every sales call, and I feel like that is part of the reason that we get those testimonials from those clients, because they're happy to do so.
And you can tell by listening to them that they're not scripted,
right?
You know. No, I'm serious.
Of course.
They do talk real.
So one of the other things, too, that we do here at Evans Broadcast you might not know about is the fact that we actually put local clients before national advertisers on the ads. So on the spot break. So if there is available inventory, we basically give it to the locals only, and often without even mentioning it, too. So that's a little bit of a perk you have here at Evans. So lots of good stuff.
And that keeps the local feel. Like you said, locally owned, veteran operated. It's a father and son. Henry and Jerry do great work. Like you said, they're a really wonderful boss to work for. But it comes back down to that local aspect. at the end of the day to me.
Yeah, it does.
It really touches there.
It does. And, you know, I mean, we do, so we don't have any corporate offices telling us what to do, which is really nice.
No big corporate overhead to have to pay for all kinds of stuff that the clients aren't even going to, you know, benefit from.
Right.
You know, company cars and tablets and all that stuff. We don't have all that stuff.
Yeah.
But we still get the job done. We're up in the rankings. We're competing with all the other big media outlets in the city. We're doing great. And we're going to continue doing so by doing just the basics.
You know, this is how radio used to be back in the 70s when I was in it here in Reno. Really individual, small-town owners. You know, there's lots to be said for that.
No, there definitely is. And you know, of course, Blake, why don't you go ahead and give out your email if someone would like maybe inquire?
Yeah, any business owners, anyone with any type of budget, we can work with anything, big or small. It doesn't matter, honestly. Feel free to reach out to me. My email is Blake, B-L-A-K-E, at evansbroadcast.com. Or you can reach me at my office at 775-884-8000. And then when it prompts you, just punch in extension 205. That'll get you straight to me.
There you go. That's the way to get a hold of Blake and advertise with us here at Evans Broadcast. And he'll let you know, just like DJ Quick, if it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense. We're going to be right back. We got some ribs, which makes all sorts of sense, right here next on Live
Carson
and Local.
City Barbecue, yeah.
It's John and Jay right here on Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.